Welcome to my local piece of woodland. It's a nice pine plantation. There are also some silver birch and some broadleaf trees here as well, but it's mainly pine. Right, why are we here? I've come out on a walk. I've brought all the tech with me. I've got my tripod, DSLR, Zoom H1, and also my MacBooks down here as well. I've come out to answer some questions, and the questions in question for the Liebster Award. Now, I first heard about this award maybe about a month and a half ago when I saw some tweets go out there from Martin Rye and Keith Foskett. So I went over and read Martin's questions and his answers. And I also went back and read Keith's questions and answers, and he was the person that set Martin. So it's a chain, basically. The Liebster Award is a chain. You ask a fresh set of questions to the next person, and then it goes on and on and on, and you nominate 11 people to answer your questions. 5 to 11 people. What I'll do is, all the links that I mention in this video, and what I'll do is I'll include them all in the description, and a link to my website where I'll set the next bunch of questions that I'm going to pass on to someone else or to another set of people. Right, the reason why I bought my laptop with me is so I can read the questions back. The person that asked me the questions was Phil Sorrell, who is at Daylight Gambler on Twitter, and he's also the creator of socialhikingshareyouradventure.com. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer Phil's questions. But just before I came out today, I realised when I went back to read Keith's questions, he had also nominated me as well. And the only excuse I've got really is that I was on night shift when I originally read the post by Martin and Keith. So I didn't spot further down at the bottom of his post that he'd nominated me. So what I'll do is, I'll do Phil's first and then Keith's. Right, I'm going to get the laptop on my knee. Phil's questions I've already answered in text form. So what I'll do is, naturally, the link is in the description to my answers. The first question is, what is your most treasured bit of kit? Now, Phil means outdoor kit. I think my most treasured bit of kit is what's recording us right now. It's my Canon DSLR. I'm not really a huge gear fan, so to speak. I understand that by having good outdoor gear, you're able to stay out when the weather's bad, and it makes things easier. But for me, the most important bit of kit that I've got is the Canon camera. It's the memories for me are the most important thing, and being able to record and document those memories like I'm doing now. So yeah, I think my favourite bit of kit is the Canon DSLR. Where's my favourite place outdoors? Those that are subscribed to my channel, and if you're not, by chance, hit that subscribe button, you know you've got to, really. I walk in the Peak District a heck of a lot because we're only 10 minutes drive away from the Peak District now. My favourite place would have to be Kinder Scout. And if I was to have an accident, probably talking to the camera or doing a piece to camera with a GoPro or something like that, if I was ever to have a fatal accident, then I would like my ashes scattered up there off the edge of Kinder Downfall or something like that. That'd be nice. Next question, who is your favourite person / people to walk with? And in the text version, I've copped out on this one because a lot of the time I walk alone. I do a lot of walking midweek, so there's not many people about to come out with me. But I will have to say that, I mean, my friends that I've known for years, I love walking with them. And also, thanks to Twitter and to social hiking, I've met some amazing people over the last 4 or 5 years. So I like walking with them too. I mean, the last few adventures that I've been on have been with people from Twitter and social hiking. So I'll cop out and just say I like walking with anyone and everyone. I'm quite a sociable animal. What is your favourite walk? Well, I'm going to have to say the Edel Skyline route. I've done it quite a few times now. I've even wild camped along it. It starts in Hope in the Peak District, and you go over Lewes Hill, Mamtor, all the way around over Kinder Scout, and then around and back onto Wynn Hill, and then down to Hope once again. It's a circular route. Rather than pick a huge one, I mean, or a longer one, I mean, I like the West Island Way. But I think if I was to have to say my favourite walk, it'd be that one that you can do in a day. It'd be quite a long day, but yeah, the Edel Skyline route. Outdoor swimming, not a chance, or yes, please. Well, as coincidence would have it, the last video that I uploaded on my channel, link in the description, is a video of my friends from the archive in 2006, and we walked up Scarfield Pike, and we also did some wild swimming as well at the end of the video. So if you head on over to that one after you finish watching this one, you'll see us throwing ourselves in the river. And basically the answer is, Phil, yes to wild swimming. I know Phil's a fan of wild swimming as well. What first encouraged you to get outdoors? Well, we've always been big into the outdoors. When we were growing up, we'd be out on the bikes for days, hours, and the whole summer holidays we'd be out on the bikes, climbing trees, messing around in woodland, building shelters like that. High five to whoever built that little thing there. It's going to be not greatly in focus on the video now, but someone's just built a shelter, which is good, which is what we would have done. But I think in my adult life, the thing that got me into the outdoors, or wanted, gave me the need to get out there, was watching The Long Way Round with Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman. A mixture of that and the Braveheart film. At the start of the Braveheart film, I was watching this when I was in Australia actually, at the start of the film, Mel Gibson stood there on this huge hill overlooking a vast Scottish vista, and I thought to myself, I need to go there, I need to see that. So as soon as I came home from Australia, we arranged a road trip to Scotland. We went to John O'Groats, and on that road trip we climbed Ben Nevis, not in the car obviously, but from that moment on I was hooked. Naturally, that video is now on YouTube. It went on about 6 months ago, but you can watch it, and I think that's from 2006 as well. Why audio? Well, I mean, I've got my Zoom H1 down here. I do a lot of video nowadays, but Phil is big into audio boo, as am I, and the other people that he's asked the questions to are all audio bloggers as well. The reason why I started recording audio or doing audio podcasts is because I used to have a Nissan Skyline and the clutch went, and the car that I was given was a Ford Fiesta that had no CD player or anything like that. It just had a radio. So I was listening to Radio 4, and I was listening to some of the programs on there, and I thought to myself, I could use this. I could do something like this to document my adventures outdoors. And it was from that moment I thought, let's do it. So I was recording audio, uploading it to audioboo.fm, link in the description, and I just love it. It's easy. Video takes a lot of time to edit. Hopefully, I'm just going to do this in one take, so I'll combine the audio from the Canon and the Zoom, mix them together, and just fire it up. So this will be quite easy, but a lot of the videos I do, as a lot of you know out there that do videos as well, it takes a bit of time to edit them together. And with audio and audio boo, because there's an app on the phone, you can just say what you need to say and fire it straight up, so it's all good. If money was no object, what item of kit would you buy? Well, I'd buy a stupidly expensive Canon DSLR with an equally stupid, no, ridiculous expensive lens as well, to capture moments like this and moments outdoors in super, super high definition. What three things would you want with you if stranded on a desert island? Now, I've gone for the knife, I've gone for my fire steel, and I've also gone for Ray Mears. But I assume that I'm not going to be allowed Ray Mears, so what I'll do is I'll have Ray Mears as essential guide to bushcraft. What is your next planned adventure? Well, I'm happy to say that in March 2015, I'm heading with three friends, one of which is Ray. Regular YouTube viewers will know Ray. We're going to the Far East. We're flying into Bangkok, Thailand, and we're travelling around backpacking, hiring scooters and stuff like that. We're going around Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, so it's going to be an amazing adventure. There's going to be no plan either, we're just going to go for it. Do you prefer to be outdoors when it's baking hot or freezing cold? Today, it's 28 degrees and it's really humid. Tomorrow, there is forecast to be some really bad thunderstorms, so it's just really stinking hot today. I think I would definitely say that I would rather walk in the cold, because you can always warm up. I mean, I've got a decent down jacket, so I'm fine. Right, so thanks for joining me. Bye for now.